Safer Stops calls for driver wellness commitment June 23, 2025. The Safer Stops Association has called for a renewed, industry-wide commitment to truck driver wellness and road safety. This appeal was made during the 2025 Truck Driver Safety and Wellness Symposium, which concluded on the 9th of May at the Birchwood Hotel and Conference Center in Boxburg. The two-day symposium and accompanying exhibition brought together more than 300 truck drivers, fleet operators, industry experts, and government representatives in a landmark public-private partnership. The event aimed to address the pressing challenges confronting South Africa's commercial drivers, many of whom work under immense physical and psychological strain. A human-centered approach to road safety. In a compelling keynote address, Deputy Minister of Transport Mikuleko Halengwa emphasized the urgent need to place driver wellness at the core of any sustainable road safety strategy. He noted that South Africa remains one of the countries with the highest road fatality rates in the world and warned that without prioritizing the health and well-being of drivers, road safety efforts would fall short. "We cannot address road safety without addressing driver wellness," Halengwa stated. "Our data show that medical emergencies, fatigue, and vision impairment significantly contribute to preventable accidents on our roads, costing the economy over R205 billion annually. The Department of Transport, DOT, supported this position by presenting data from the Road Accident Funds, RAF's, Driver Wellness Program. The statistics were sobering. 1 in 3 commercial drivers assessed was medically unfit to drive, 2 in 3 were either obese or overweight, and 45% required spectacles. Healthy industry support. Organized by the Safer Stops Association in partnership with Golden Gear sponsors ABSA, Santam, and the RAF, along with more than 20 private sector partners and the support of the National DOT, the symposium demonstrated broad-based industry support. A dedicated physical health and wellness workshop, co-hosted by the Safer Stops Association and the RAF, explored a variety of themes relevant to driver well-being. Topics included how to strike a balance between rest and responsibility in the trucking profession, the impact of lifestyle behaviors on health and longevity, and the findings of the National Truck Stop Framework Study, a collaborative project between Safer Stops and the DOT which examined how improved truck stop infrastructure can enhance both driver welfare and asset protection. The workshop also addressed the often neglected link between wellness and risk management strategies. Estelle Jansen van Rensburg, senior manager in the Office of the Chief Operating Officer at the RAF, elaborated on the fund's mandate and outlined the steps involved in lodging claims, helping attendees better understand the processes that underpin compensation. Financial well-being was another key theme. Solly Maybelline from ABSA Workplace Banking highlighted the connection between financial health and road safety, noting that economic stress can lead to poor concentration and impaired performance behind the wheel. "Financial stress directly impacts driver performance and safety," Maybelline said. "Our commitment to financial education programs for truck drivers addresses a critical but often overlooked aspect of wellness. A driver worried about debt is a distracted driver, and distraction costs lives." ABSA also hosted a breakout session where participants received guidance on managing debt, understanding everyday banking, and asserting their consumer rights. Santam Heavy Haulage reaffirmed its commitment to supporting driver welfare. Anton Cornelissen, head of heavy haulage at Santam, acknowledged the physically demanding and unique nature of truck driving. He stated that Santam's support of the symposium aligns with its broader mission to promote road safety, elevate industry standards, and enhance the well-being of the drivers who power the sector, saying, "We believe that a healthy and well-rested driver is a safe driver." Together with Sanlam, Santam delivered a series of breakout workshops focused on critical issues affecting drivers. These sessions addressed the safe and responsible transport of goods, managing mental health and resilience, and the importance of having a valid will and testament. The A to Z of driver wellness. Symposium participants also had access to free medical and optometry assessments. A total of 106 optometry assessments were conducted, with 65 drivers receiving spectacles on the spot. In total, 95 eye conditions were identified, with several drivers presenting with multiple vision issues. 3 additional referrals were made for more complex prescriptions requiring specialist care. Hypertension, commonly referred to as the silent killer, was another health risk under scrutiny. Of the 74 drivers screened for high blood pressure, 25, approximately 33.8%, were found to fall within stage 1 or stage 2 hypertension categories. The findings highlighted how difficult it is for drivers to maintain their health while meeting the tight operational demands placed upon them. These challenges were further underscored by the results of the comprehensive medical assessments carried out during the symposium. Reflecting on the success of the event, Nietzsche Scott Anderson, founder and CEO of the Safer Stops Association, expressed deep pride in the outcomes achieved. The overwhelmingly positive feedback from drivers and driver trainers alike expressed gratitude for finally bringing attention to their needs, she said. But we're not stopping here. Our next step is to unite business managers, HR professionals, driver trainers, and truck drivers to collaboratively address the challenges raised at the 2025 symposium. The time is now to move beyond discussion and take action to tackle these issues together. About the Safer Stops Association. The Safer Stops Association is a pioneering public-private partnership dedicated to improving the lives of SA's truck drivers. It addresses physical, emotional, and mental challenges drivers face on the road by actively promoting systemic change. As part of this mission, the organization collaborated with the DOT to complete the National Truck Stop Framework Project, which has mapped 155 truck stops across SA. These facilities are currently being assessed according to 4 categories. Knowing where they are located and what amenities and safety levels they offer is key to enabling proper route risk assessments, says Nietzsche Scott Anderson, Safer Stops founder and CEO. The organization was initially formed through gender diversity research conducted by the Commercial Transport Academy. It began by focusing on the lack of safe, suitable truck stop facilities for women, but soon uncovered broader systemic issues affecting all drivers, including poor nutrition, chronic fatigue, preventable lifestyle diseases, and emotional burnout. Safer Stops is more than a program, it's a pledge, says Scott Anderson. We work to establish a national standard for truck stop infrastructure and actively advocate for facilities that prioritize rest, safety, and wellness. Through collaboration with government, industry, and private partners, we are striving to create healthier and more dignified working conditions for drivers, who are too often overlooked despite playing a vital economic role. She adds that Safer Stops is rooted in empathy, advocacy, and action. The organization supports access to medical care, wellness resources, financial education, and mental health services, all aimed at restoring pride and dignity to the trucking profession. By standing shoulder to shoulder with drivers, truck stop owners, and fleet operators, the Safer Stops Association aims to ensure that every journey is safer, healthier, and more humane, Scott Anderson concludes. It's a bold call for systemic change, one that ensures drivers not only survive the road, but thrive on it.